Welcome to the Grad School for Grown Folks podcast, sponsored by Dissertation Doctors. Hey, is it time for you to collect your data? And you're confused because right now we're still in a crisis. If so, if you're confused on what to do, this episode is one you don't want to miss, my friend. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Grad School for Grown Folks podcast, sponsored by Dissertation Doctors. I'm your host, Dr. Tanya Vetter. Hey guys, welcome to today's episode. Hey, today's episode is collecting data during chaos. Who knew? It's been, 2 years now? I have lost count. So this is an episode many of you don't want to miss because we are rolling into February and it's time to collect that data. It's time for you to gather those interviews. It's time for you to, And I'm going to talk about this because some of you are getting quite fancy and you are preparing to collect all of the things as if we are not in crisis. So on today's episode, let's talk about collecting the data during chaos. I don't even want to say a crisis. Let's talk about chaos. Yeah. Let's talk about the fact that when chaos is taking place, people, it is not business as usual. And here's what I know you guys are going to tell me. First of all, you're going to tell me, stop saying, here's the thing. So for my new listeners, I say, here's the thing quite a bit. So here's the thing. Get used to me saying, here's the thing. Here's the thing. You will have to pivot. Many of you are in educational leadership programs. I think it is the absolute first lesson you learn how to get adjusted to pivoting. Make pivoting a part of your everyday process. Make pivoting your friend. So number one, get used to pivoting. All right. Yes, you have to pivot in the dissertation world, in the doctoral program world, what pivoting looks like initially as a grad school doctoral student. Actually, it may look like, filling out an addendum. Absolutely. Because that means that you may have to change the way that you initially said that you were going to collect your data. And I know it sucks. I get it. You don't want to do it. But hey, this is not my first rodeo, guys. So many of my clients have had to do it. And let me tell you, go ahead, kick and scream and cry. You have every bit of about. At first, I gave 7 days for that. Let me tell you, I no longer give that timeline. You have about 3 days to do that. And then I'm going to tell you, pick it up, get it together. We don't have that much time. Let's move on. But you cannot hold on to the same idea of your study as if a crisis and chaos is not ensuing. It's happening. And if you want to get through with your program, you got to realize that it's actually happening and we're still in it and move on and function and design your study as if it's actually happening. You do yourself and others actually a great disservice when you continue to go through your study as if it's not happening. Case in point, some of you are still carrying on with this idea of having these beautiful little cute focus groups. Beautiful idea. I love them. However, they're unpredictable. You know, because we never know when they're going to say another breakout is coming. And I mean, like I'm not anti. Just let me have my rant for a second, because I really need to get this out, because some of you are really doing yourselves a great service. I would prefer, and I get it, you want to be so fancy. I get it. And you guys know, go back to the other episodes. I talk about you and this whole passion idea. Look, guys, we're not in the season of you doing this whole passion thing right now. We'll get to that when you graduate. Right now, we're trying to get your butt out of school and get through this crisis or chaos. I really think we're just in chaos now. I don't even want to call it crisis anymore. Like, I'm past that. We're in just freaking chaos right now. Look, do the cute stuff when you graduate and when the chaos is over. Because I do believe you can be in a crisis situation and still be organized. I think it's actually only chaos when it's unorganized. And that's why I continue to use the word chaos, right? So here's what I want you guys to really consider. Those of you who insist on having these cute ideas about your cute little nice poetic focus groups, I want you to consider if you must have these instead of having interviews, right? Just make sure you're having them online, possibly using Zoom or Google Meet or something. And the reason I say that is because it's just too unpredictable right now to try to have it in a face-to-face setting. So have you a nice digital online platform alternative ready. Okay, and this is for my people in the educational sector, and hopefully it's not something that is, you know, hands-on and all that stuff. So number one, you know, I want you to keep it simple. Just keep it very, very simple. As simple as you can keep it, really. Just think about graduating. Do the fancy stuff after you graduate. Number two, I want you to really think about accessibility. I want you to think about what you have access to and who you have access to. This is not the time to think about those people you really know you don't have access to anymore. So if you've transferred to another school, if you no longer have access to those people, if you transfer to another job, yes, if you know you no longer have access to the people in the audience that you had access to, you may have to make some changes, guys. All right. So I really want you to think about these things. Number three, I want you to think about how you can get to them. Hopefully you guys have by now gone and thought about the digital platforms. One of my clients, she completely flipped from qualitative to quantitative. Like, she had to. Only thing I'm sad about is that she didn't tell me, you know, but like I love that she was proactive. She did have her kicking and screaming and crying moment, but I love that she did what was necessary. Like, that was a bold move. A lot of people are afraid of quantitative, but it is the most black and white you can go. Like, there are no gray areas, right? So really, don't drag your feet. Like, look, I know some of you are hanging on to these love stories about what you're passionate about, but you really do. We're in a time of chaos and you want to get done, and you can do all of those beautiful, lovely, flowery things when you graduate. I just want you to keep that in mind. And you also, number four, want to think about what's convenient for your participants, because you need them. You really want to make things convenient for them. And I have found in my experience that interviews are really, really good for them. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I lean more towards sampling when it comes to that, especially right now. I love snowball on sampling. I call it the game of telephone, when you have, and of course, it has to be complimentary and appropriate for your study. But I call it the game of telephone, because basically. In your interviews, you're asking them, of course, they have to meet the criteria for your study. But if they know someone else who meets the criteria for your study, they're leading you right to the goal themselves. And of course, you would need to look further into it. I'm only touching on it barely in this podcast episode, but you can dive deeper into it. But it's the quickest way to get to where you want to go. And then number five, will it be in a group or in an interview? And again, like I told you, in my opinion, I think under the circumstances that we're in right now, I truly think an interview is the best way to go, depending on what your study is, just because of the circumstances. Look, so many people are going through so many different things. I can't even imagine who would have the same schedule that I have right now. Like, I just can't imagine that right now. And so for that reason alone, I just think a focus group would be really difficult right now. I'm trying to think of a client right now that I even have this on a focus group. I just can't think of it right now. I'm sure they exist, but right now, under the circumstances of chaos that the world is currently in, I just can't imagine it. So I want you guys to think about that. When you're collecting your data during chaos, you really do need to think about pivoting. I get it. You had an idea in mind when your program started. A lot has happened. Mourn the loss of that initial vision you had and move on, right? Go ahead and start thinking of an alternative path to success. You guys know what I say. You decided to do this. So if you're going to do it, I want you to do it strategically, but I also want you to do it well and have fun along the way. See you next time.